You're listening to Sky Women's Health Podcast, your evidence-based resource for women's health and wellness, exploring the holistic principles of osteopathy, integrating mind, body, and spirit, designed to empower you as your own healthcare advocate and help you live your best life. I'm your host, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Carolyn Moyers. Hey, Sky Women. Welcome back. February is American Heart Month. And this is a time when all people are encouraged to focus on their cardiovascular health. But did you know that 7 times as many women die of heart disease as die of breast cancer annually? And hormone replacement therapy can decrease that risk by 50%. After age 50, a woman's risk of dying of heart disease is much greater than her risk of dying of breast cancer. So this is something that I want to bring light to. I want us to talk about what happens with that ovarian aging. So, you know, in our estrogen is associated with our reproductive health, and it plays a significant role in maintaining cardiovascular health, but what role? And so that's what I really want to talk about today. As estrogen declines and the ovaries stop producing them in menopause, what role does that really play in cardiovascular disease? So many patients start developing high blood pressure, and actually the rate of high blood pressure in women exceeds that of men after menopause. And sometimes it seems out of nowhere, like patients have never had any issues with hypertension and all of a sudden they're walking around with high blood pressure. As well as changes in cholesterol panel. So despite no changes in diet or exercise, they will see an elevation in their LDL cholesterol and a decline in the HDL cholesterol. Remember, LDL is for lousy, HDL is for healthy. So typically we think, oh, we're protected because our HDL is nice and high. That's, you know, quote unquote, our good cholesterol, when in fact, that oftentimes is not true. So estrogen protects the blood vessels by increasing vasodilation or widening, opening the blood vessels, maintaining elasticity. As estrogen levels decrease, the blood vessels become stiffer, less able to respond to changes in blood flow, and potentially contributing to the high blood pressure and other cardiovascular issues. Estrogen actually helps to regulate cholesterol levels. It actually increases HDL, or high density lipoprotein, also known as our good cholesterol. A decline in estrogen during menopause may lead to unfavorable changes in the cholesterol panel, including or increasing the risk of hardening of the arteries, or atherosclerosis, and coronary artery disease. Estrogen also reduces inflammation and prevents clotting of the blood. Reduced estrogen levels may contribute to increased inflammation and prothrombic state, so us wanting to clot, potentially raising the risk as well of cardiovascular disease. So understanding the connection between decreasing estrogen levels and cardiovascular health kind of highlights the importance of proactive measures, and one of those is hormone therapy. Now, of course, lifestyle changes are very important, right? Getting adequate sleep, eating a heart-healthy diet, moving our body and exercising. But I'm going to highlight hormone therapy specifically, because for most women, the benefit of hormone therapy actually outweighs any risk. It includes symptom relief, improving quality of life, reduction in osteoporosis, reduction in risk of diabetes and insulin resistance, reduction in coronary heart disease by 50%, reduction in risk of dementia and even macular degeneration, reduction in depression, and reduction in all-cause mortality. That's all causes of death. Of course, benefits have to be balanced against any risk of an individual on an individual basis, rather. So it's going to be specific to you. And it's really important to discuss your options with your healthcare professional who has expertise in menopause. So you're looking for that Menopause Society certified practitioner. My question is, could sexual health and a decrease in sexual desire or sexual dysfunction for women be a marker for cardiovascular disease, similar to men with erectile dysfunction? Similar to male erections, female erections or genital arousal is achieved when the vascular system increases blood flow to the labia by vasodilating, so dilating the vessels, allowing more blood flow to come in. Some studies have revealed an effect on cardiovascular disease and women's sexual desire that impacts sexual desire, arousal dysfunction, and decreased sensitivity of the clitoris and the labia, as well as impacting orgasm. So as I was looking at what data is actually out there, I came across a review of multiple articles, and basically all domains of sexual function, desire, arousal, vaginal lubrication, orgasm, sexual dissatisfaction, and pain were all impacted. And those who had cardiovascular disease were more likely to be impacted. So something for us to keep in mind, like, how is this impacting, how is our heart health impacting our entire health and well-being? And it's not something that we need to ignore. However, most women are worried about breast cancer and don't give two thoughts to heart disease. So this is one of my big plugs every time I see a patient in the office, is that we do not ignore our cardiovascular health, that we're moving our body, that we're eating healthy foods, making good choices, that we're not smoking, because smoking increases your risk of heart disease as well. And then if you are a good candidate, replacing your estrogen with the direction of a certified menopause provider, so that you are making the best decision for yourself and being adequately treated. I would ask you to leave a review and to share this with a friend to help others find helpful information. Let me know what additional questions you have about hormone therapy. And also, I would encourage you go back and listen to episode 144, Heart Health in Midlife. This fantastic discussion with Dr. Sheffield, who was a past president of the Menopause Society, is fantastic as we go over the acceleration of heart health risk in menopause transition, because we talk about the difference between ovarian aging and chronological aging, prevention measures, visceral fat, statin use, and specifically dive into the non-hormonal therapy options. I hope you find this episode.
Thank you for joining me on Sky Women's Health Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest content. This episode is proudly sponsored by Sky Women's Health, your go-to destination for midlife gynecology in DFW, specializing in perimenopause, menopause care, sexual medicine, and a unique thing we offer is osteopathic manipulative treatment for pregnant and postpartum patients. While we are nobody's primary OB, we collaborate with your OB to provide you comfort through your pregnancy. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Until next time, be well.